My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Ella Fitzgerald.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy on the way I dropped it.
Ella Fitzgerald's voice is a very distinctive voice in framing a 20th century experience of America.
The world has gone mad today.
She came to the music scene fairly early, around 17. She was originally going to compete in a talent contest at the Apollo Theater for dance. However, she was intimidated by an earlier dance group. So she decided to sing in the style of the Boswell sisters. And she sang, and she won first place, and was discovered, and became the voice of the Chick Webb Orchestra.
Anything goes.
Her sound was distinctive. Her musicality was spot on. She had the ability, with her clear voice, to approach the melody and the improvisation of the melody in a way that was never really done. And the ability that she had to span so much of the musical landscape really endeared her and made her the first lady of American song.
Cigarette holder, which wigs me over his shoulder.
The gifts that she gave to so many allowed all of us who heard her voice to join our voice to hers and to know her somehow. And perhaps it was unlikely that she had the ability to hear and feel personally all of the emotions she brought out in the songs. Yet it was her uncanny musicianship that brought us along on the journey.
Oh, what's the next chorus to this song now? This is the one now. I don't know. But it was.
As she extended her hand and flashed her great smile, as she enjoyed so much of what she was doing, we were but compelled to join with her and discover ourselves anew in the process.
And for the Louis Armstrong fans too, we told you, look out, look out, look out. Oh, Maggie, Maggie,
my name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.